Okay, so the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Tes Sif Aleph discusses on Shabbos day your table and beds should be set when you recite the bracha of Bari Pri Hagafen, which is called Kiddushei Rabbah. Kiddushei Rabbah means the big Kiddush. Friday night Kiddush is not called the big Kiddush. Shabbos morning is called the big Kiddush, Kiddushei Rabbah. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Gimel's Masber that it is called the great Kiddush as a euphemism, because the daytime Kiddush is only Midrabanan, and therefore it does not have a special bracha in addition to Brei Pri Hagafen, like the nighttime Kiddush. The nighttime Kiddush has Brei Pri Hagafen and Brachat Hashem and Kaddish HaShabbos, right? Shabbos morning just has Brei Pri Hagafen, so therefore it's called the big Kiddush as a euphemism. That's all you have, is only that bracha, okay? So the Baal HaTanya, who was the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the great Gaon, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's called the Baal HaTanya, and Sif Beis, is Masber further that the, you know, Chazal is the acronym for what? Chachamim Zichronim Levracha. That the Chachamim Zichronim Levracha did not enact a special bracha for the daytime Kiddush. Why? Because they Davka wanted to show that Kiddush at lunch was only Midrabanan, as opposed to the nighttime Kiddush, which is D'oraisa. That's B'davka why they only had only one bracha. You follow me? To make it different than the Friday night Kiddush, that it only, to show that it's only Midrabanan. Now the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Pei Tes, in our siman here, Sif Aleph adds that the entire reason that the Chachamim Zichrono Levracha instituted the daytime Kiddush is only to show respect to Kiddush, show respect to Shabbos rather, and distinguish the Shabbos meal from the meals during the week. Because a lot of times, let's say at lunch today, you guys might want to have a sandwich. You're going to sit down and say what? Amotzi lechem minoritz. You'll wash, you'll say amotzi. How does that lunch distinguish from a lunch on Shabbos? You say Brei Pri Hagafen before. No one today, I don't think, is going to what? Is going to have their lunch before Shir after the Seder with a Brei Pri Hagafen beforehand. I don't think so. You're not going to find grape juice. You're not going to find wine. No one's going to do that, right? So what distinguishes the Shabbos day lunch from Friday night, from Shabbos day lunch to a lunch during the week? You say Brei Pri Hagafen, okay? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. So the Baal HaTanya shows, said it was called what? That it's called L'maisim. They didn't have a special bracha to distinguish it that shows it's the Rabbanan as opposed to the nighttime Kiddush, yes? The Aruch HaShulchan writes that we wanted to show that it was different from the other lunches of the week, and that's why we have a Brei Pri Hagafen. Okay, so I want you to know the Baal HaTanya, and I want you to know the Aruch HaShulchan. It's very interesting because, you know, if you think about it, a good way of remembering, we always try to say that conceptually, is that the lunchtime Kiddush has less bracha. Is that to show that it's the Rabbanan? That's the Baal HaTanya's take. Or the Aruch HaShulchan's take is to show it's different than what? Than lunches of during the week. You follow me? You understand? You could compare it. You could compare and contrast it to the Friday night Kiddush, or you could compare and contrast it to lunches during the week. You follow me? That's how the Baal HaTanya and the Aruch HaShulchan attack this concept. Okay, it's a good way to remember it like that. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
For the Baal HaTanya, just to show that Kiddush is Rabbanan, why would Rabbah?
Yeah, he's not being necessarily. It's a good kash. He's not necessarily being Masber Rabbah. But he's being masber why it didn't have the extra bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's correct. Okay?
How does saying that it's different than during the week, how does that answer why we don't have
it? No. It's just saying why you have, in other words, you have Brei Pri Hagafen and you have a motzi. So descriptively, how do you look at Friday at Shabbos Kiddush?
They're answering different questions.
Right, you're right. They're answering different questions, but descriptively it's saying, well, why does it have less of a bracha on what? Than the Friday night. And the other hand, why does it have more of a bracha than the other lunches? You're correct, Ezreal. Yosef and Ezreal making good horrors. It's looking at the whole picture. But that's how you compare and contrast something, right? In other words, comparatively to the Friday night Kiddush, it's missing one bracha. Comparatively to Shabbos lunches, it's adding one bracha because it has Brei Pri Hagafen. So everyone's saying good. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah there in Reish Pei Tes, this is all in Reish Pei Tes, Chelek Gimel to Mishnah Berurah, In Sifkat and Beis writes that some people recite some or all of the psukim of Vishamru v'nei Yisrael. Okay? Some people recite some or all the psukim of Vishamru v'nei Yisrael before reciting Brit Mila. I do that. I say Vishamru and I say Zachar. Okay? Now, the extra psukim are given, are added to give extra respect to the daytime Kiddush, because without them, the Kiddush would simply be Brei Pri Hagafen. There are various different minhagim to add a different psukim. Okay? Now, we'll see. Maybe that's not so bad that it's just Brei Pri Hagafen, but that's the minig a lot. Most of the Sidurim have it. I do that. I say Vishamru v'nei Yisrael and Zachar. Okay? You know, a lot of people try to daven through it real fast. I'm not saying, just trying to say it's too slow, because the rest, you know, people in shul are hungry. You know, they want to have the kiddush and the, you know, the cholent and the kugel and the mezainis. So I say it a long time, that I don't advise. But to say it, you don't have to run through it, you know, like a speed machine. But it's a nice thing to do the psukim, okay? So, it's interesting, Mr. Brew also comments that some begin with the words Al-Kain Beirach. Have you ever done that? They skip Shomor, they skip Zachor, and they say Al-Kain Beirach. So Mr. Brewer says that that is wrong. This should not be done, because you're breaking up Sukkim differently than they appear in the Torah. Al-Kain Beirach is found in the middle of a Pasuk. Which Pasuk? You get this down, Perichof, Pasuk Yud Aleph in Shmos. Perichof, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It was actually last week's Parsha. Okay? In fact, in our Sefer Torah, in the shul that we used on Shabbos, I noticed the Zachor, the Zion, was a very small leg. It was, you could still notice that it was a Zion, but I think we should extend it. We're still kosher. But in that parsha, it says Al-Kain Beirach, doesn't it? I think it does. In Perichof, you know, Yosef, Perichof, Pasuk Yud Aleph in Israel. Doesn't it say that in the Chumash? Perichof, Pasuk Yud Aleph. You're not supposed to start from the middle of a pasuk. Kol pasuk the Moshe lo paskinin, right, Sruli? You're not supposed to do that. So that's why Mr. Bruce says, don't start Kiddush with Al-Kain Beirach. Is that the pasuk? Go ahead, read the pasuk for me, please. Go ahead. I can't hear real loud. Perichof, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ah, Al-Kain is right in the middle. So it's wrong. Now, if you're at someone's house on Kiddush, if you're at someone's house at Kiddush for a Shabbos meal, do you think it's proper to tell the guy you're first of all, you never should call the guy a Shagetz. You're Shagetz, you know what I mean? Shagetz, you know, you're doing the wrong thing. No, never say that to the guy. Oh, but even you think you should criticize the Baal Bos or even your dad? What do you think? No, I don't think so. There's certain things that are halachas, and certain things are not halachas. This is more of a minig. So I want to try to reconcile this minig so that we shouldn't criticize people on this. Yes, Yosef, go ahead. I couldn't hear you. Of being what? What's the concept of it? We're going to see, because you don't want it just to be Brei Pri Hagafen. You want to give someone more oomph to it. You know what I mean? So you want to add psukim. But some people skip Shomer v'Zachar. You know those two paragraphs? They just said Al-Kain. But you're not supposed to start from the middle of a pasuk. But I want to try to reconcile this minute. My brother, Shlita, listen to Yisrael, he's a professor in Tel Aviv U. He was many years ago, when he was here in Yeshiva, he was a guest at someone's home. For Shabbos, you know, one of the guys asked, he was not a towner like me, and my brother's a very big tzaddik, and he noticed that in the soup, instead of noodles, they were worms. Literally, can you believe this? So he's thinking to himself, what is he going to do? I mean, eat a worm, you're over six lavin. He's at a family, what's he supposed to do? So he said something. Felt terrible, and they threw out everything, you know. Obviously, the mother was, you know, I guess someone, you know, he felt terrible. Meanwhile, so he saved everyone being over Isurim. Lavin min atayra. And meanwhile, the PS to that is he never went back there for Shabbos. I don't know if he wanted to, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm trying to bring out from that story is that that's a real halacha. You know what I mean? That's a lav in the Chumash. Here, this is like a minig. And it's not proper to say, oh, you know, sir, you know, it's wrong for you saying Al-Kain, starting from Al-Kain Beirah. But that's why I want to try to reconcile this minute. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say?
I think earlier, really, like, last message, we talked about
the yes.
About, like, you should do it for, like, the races, but not necessarily for your money.
Well, we the Tosas and Brachas, Benj, you're right where we're saying. We do say it even for the Rabbanans, both Rezim runs, but something like this, where we're talking about a minute, you got to be careful. That's what you're driving at. Very good. Excellent. That's correct. Taisus says in Brachas, even for the Rabbanans, you got a mochiach, a guy. Yes. So how do we reconcile this minik? What would you say? This is a very sharp shot. I want you to get this from Aruch HaShulchan. He says that the issur of breaking up a pasuk in the middle only applies if your intention is to create a new pasuk. If you're intending on creating a new pasuk, then it's asur. But here, since your intention is, as Yosef said, is only to add introductory psukim to the kiddush to give it an oomph, then it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan concludes that it seems from the Gemara that the custom was not to say any psukim before kiddush, just the Brei Pri Hagafen. And he testifies that this was the minig when he was a little boy. He remembers in the shuls and his family, they would only say Brei Pri Hagafen. But he does reconcile the minig. When you're trying to say, oh, I'm creating a new... I'm going to tell you guys how this pasuk starts. What you're arguing with the Masorah, that's usher. But to just add on psukim, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be permissible and acceptable. But I will tell you guys, I don't think it's recommendable. I don't think you should start from Al-Kain Beirach. You should say Shomor, the Zachor, and as Yosef read, if you read from Zachor, then you're reading right into Al-Kain Beirach. You're starting from the beginning of the pasuk. So I don't think you should do it. It's not a good practice. You know where this also comes up? Friday night kiddush, no? No, you say Vayera Vayvoker. No? Isn't Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi? Isn't Yom HaShishi in the middle? Yeah, so some people... So what does the pasuk say? Vayera Vayvoker. Yeah. So some people start Vayara Lukim. No, I don't, but he has a, so where is that? Starting from the middle? So I think the Chassam Sofer, you're starting from the middle? So you're starting from the middle, no? I thought the Chassam Sofer said, I'm just wondering, would this answer this minig as well? I thought the Chassam Sofer said that if you start in the middle, it's a problem. If you end in the middle, it's okay. But I don't understand how that solves that.
Yeah, Yom HaShishi is just the last two words of the pasuk.
What'd you say?
Yom HaShishi is just the last two words of the pasuk.
Well, what's Vayera, Vayvoker?
That's also in the middle.
No, so I don't understand how that'll solve that. So I gotta look that up. I thought that the chiluk was that you cannot start in the middle, but if you end it in the middle, you're okay. But that would not solve Al-Kain Beirach, and that would not solve the kiddush. Okay, I gotta look at it again. But I recommend you not to do that. To say Zachor v'Shomor and do it like that. Okay, don't start from Al-Kain Beirach. He wants to say, if you're trying to start a new pasuk, it's a problem. Here, I'm not trying to do that. Okay. Now, Rav Sternbach, in the Tshuvas V'Hanogas, you know Rav Sternbach is one of the Gedolei HaDor, lives in Har Nof. In the Tshuvas V'Hanogas, he writes that Rav Chaim Ibrisk, who's the Rav's grandfather, Soloveitchik's grandfather, would also not recite any introductory psukim prior to Kiddush. He would not say any introductory psukim, which is derived from the language of the Rambam. The reason for this is because people mistakenly think that Kiddush is the recital of Psukim, and the Brei Pri Hagafen is only allow you to drink, just like any other Birkas Nandin. So if I say Shomer V'Zachor, you know what people are going to think? Oh, that's the Kiddush, and Brei Pri Hagafen just needed for a Birkas Nandin, like I say, a Shahakol. What's that? Yim Tashu, those are also Psukim, correct? What are those psukim from?
Yeshaya.
Yeshaya, yes, all psukim. Good morning, Josh. Good to see you. So, Reb Chaim Mibrisk, good to see you, Sam. Reb Chaim Mibrisk would not say any psukim at all. He would just say Brei Paragafen. Briskers, you know Briskers in Yerushalayim? The big Kiddush. They would just say Brei Paragafen because the big Kiddush is only Brei Paragafen. That's it. And the reason why I didn't like the psukim, because people think, oh, Zachar V'Shomer is the Kiddush. Brei Paragafen is the biggest Nen. That's not true. Brei Paragafen is the Kiddush. And Brei Paragafen is the, however, the truth is the Brei Paragafen is the actual recital of Kiddush. So if Sternbach adds that this is why the morning Kiddush is called Kiddushi Rabba. This is why the morning Kiddush is called Kiddushi Rabba. To remind us that Brei Paragafen is not just the Birkas Nenin, but it's the great Kiddush of the daytime. And Yalkut Yosef, who's Rabbi Avadia's son, paskins that the Sephardic minhag to recite introductory psukim, including Im Tashiv, Mizmor LeDavid, and Mishomer. They add on Mizmor LeDavid too. Don't they, the Sephardim, they add on Mizmor LeDavid? So the bottom line is that many briskers say all they do is say Brei Paragafen. They don't say any psukim at all. I happen to say Zachar V'Shomer, but I understand why Reb Chaim used to only say that because the Rambam only mentions it. And the other psukim might confuse you and say, oh, that's the Kiddush, and Brei Paragafen is just a Birkas Nen, you know, like Shakal. Yes, Yosef.
You usually get out of that and say, these psukim are not what they do say the Kiddush, but rather
and as Yosef saying, just make an announcement. It's hard to do that. People might forget. It's good, you know, Yosef saying, why can't you just make an announcement? It's a good point, but I don't think we want to rely on that because you might forget to make the announcement. I think that's what you got to say. Okay, let's continue a little bit, and then we got to start Seder on Vavah Medalev. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Simon Reish Peites. Let's get it. That the daytime Kiddush also needs to be B'makom Suda. In the place of your meal, just like the nighttime Kiddush. There's a famous halacha called Kiddush B'makom Suda. You must eat at the place where you say Kiddush. This applies Friday night and also when? Shabbos morning as well. The Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis continues that in a location where there is no wine available, what do you use? Chamar Medina, such as beer for Kiddush or schnapps. So, Lamaisa, you should really try to use wine or grape juice. If you don't have those, you could use schnapps. But you got to make sure you drink a what? You should drink a revis, and if schnapps, you could get sick, and it's not good to drink. So I recommend wine or grape juice for that din, halach lamaisa. Okay, so chamar medina is not for Friday night. It's only for Shabbos morning. Okay, chamar means the beverage of the medina of the province. That's what it means. Chamar medina. What's the second option on Friday night if you have no wine or grape juice? Kiddush on bread, excellent bench. What's the second option? What's the second option on Shabbos morning Kiddush? Wine or grape juice, number one. What's the second option? Chamar Medina. You cannot say Kiddush on bread at lunchtime. Why is that? Why is that? Exactly. You guys are going to have lunch today. You might have a sandwich. You wash, you sit down and have bread. If you wash and sit down and have bread in Shabbos lunch, how does that show that the Shabbos lunch is different than a lunch during the week? So you have to say Kiddush on something that's not bread. You'll tell me that there's a bracha tasha and mekadesh on Shabbos? That's not true. There's only a bracha tasha and mekadesh on Friday night. There's no bracha tasha and mekadesh Shabbos morning, so you cannot, a lot of people confuse that. The option to say Kiddush on bread only applies Friday night, not Shabbos morning. Okay? All right. Let's start this, and Blinetta will continue it tomorrow. What is the story about a women's obligation on Kiddush? So Friday night, we know they're mechuyim and Kiddush like men. Gemara and Brachas daf chafam and beis, Gemara and Shavuos daf chafam and beis. Same daf, both mesechtas. That's how you remember it. I thought women are putter from a mitzvah session shebizman groma. It's once a week. Kol sheyeshnu, but what? The Shmira, Yeshna Beschira, anyone who has to observe the Dinim of Shabbos, the Lavim, like women, are Mechuyiv like men. Kol Sheyeshna Beshmira, Yeshna what? Yeshna Beschira. So just like they have to observe all that, it's a special link. Whoever has to observe the Lavim has to observe the what? The Mitzvah Esei of Kiddush as well. Okay. So we know they're Chayav Friday night. What about Shabbos morning? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph that you're not allowed to eat or drink even water before the daytime Kiddush, just like the nighttime Kiddush. Did you guys know that? You're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush, ever. Friday night or Shabbos morning. But you are allowed to drink before davening. Why? What's the lumdus, guys? Because the obligation to say Kiddush has not taken what? Taken effect until you daven. Follow me? And you haven't davened yet. So you're allowed to get up in the morning and drink water. You're not allowed to eat and drink before davening. According to the Rambam, that's an issue to your eisen. You know that? Unless someone's sick and they won't be able to daven properly. But the Rambam holds an issue to your eisen to eat and drink before davening. But eat and drink like beverages. Water is permissible. Coffee is permissible. Coffee with milk and sugar is, according to Rabbi Moshe's mother, according to Mishnah, only coffee with what? Only straight up coffee, not with milk and sugar. Rabbi Moshe argues on the Mishnah. He says milk and sugar is okay. Tea is okay, but not lemonade and not Snapples, you know, the whole deal. You know how we get, you know how we have all the drinks, you know what I mean? A Coke, that's not okay, you know what I mean? Even though Lamaisa, why should it be different than coffee? Because still, you know, Coke is a little bit more chashuv, you know what I mean? Yes, Bench. Because there's a separate issur to eat before davening. See, there's an issur to drink before Kiddush, and then there's a separate issur to eat before davening. But that issur to eat before davening does not apply to water and coffee. But the issur to eat
before davening is every day of the week also.
Yes, yes, correct. Every day before the week as well. Okay? So you see b'feirish, l'maisa, you see b'feirish that we have to be cognizant of this what? Cognizant of this din. Okay? So let's take this a step further, okay? Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Zion is Masbir that the obligation to recite Kiddush only takes effect when you are able to have a meal after davening. Therefore, you're allowed to drink water before davening because there's no obligation to drink water. There's no prohibition to drink water before davening. Not at all. Mechaber says this in Siman Peites, Sif Gimel, and Hilchos Tefillah. And since you haven't davened, your obligation of having a meal has not yet taken effect. Thus, you're not required to recite Kiddush. Only when the chi of the meal has set in, when you're able to have the meal. You can't have the meal before davening, right? So the chi of Kiddush only sets in when you can have a meal. I can't have a meal before davening. So therefore, what do I have to do? I am able to drink before the davening. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Peites, Sifka and Chav Paskins, like we said. That you're allowed even to drink tea and coffee before davening without milk and sugar. There are chashukah paskins, you can use sugar, but it's best not to use milk. While Shlomo Zalman paskins, today you can even have coffee with milk before davening. We said Ramosha. Ramosha is even milk and sugar, also is permissible, okay, as well. Allah, I don't know why he doesn't quote the Ramosha, but that's the din. Now, Lamaisa, although many people are aware that men may not eat on Shabbos morning before reciting Kiddush. We all know that. Some may not be aware that according to the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat of women are also not allowed to eat or drink before the daytime Kiddush. A lot of women don't know that. The question becomes, at what point are women obligated to recite Kiddush and may no longer eat and drink before the recital of Kiddush? There is a complex machlokes whether women are obligated in tfilos and are obligated in tfilah. They are, don't get me wrong, they're obligated in tefillah. The question is, what do they have to say? There's a complex machlokes whether women are obligated in tefillah, and even when they are, is there an additional machlokes whether they are allowed, right? There's additional machlokes whether they are allowed to eat before davening. We learned in Mishnah Berurah that the obligation to recite Kiddush takes effect once you are allowed to drink before davening, just like men. Because the obligation to have a meal has not yet gone into effect since she's still planning on davening. However, if she relies on the opinions that she fulfills her obligation of tefillah with what? Matovu alecha, a few bakashas like the Magen Aram says, Adon Olam, Birkas HaShachar, or if she's taking care of children in a manner that exempts from her from davening, like the Chut Shani, the great Rav Karelitz, Perik Pehei, Sifkan Bey is a great gun, or she usually does daven but has the custom to eat beforehand, she must recite Kiddush even before drinking water. Isn't that amazing? A lot of women don't know that. They get up, they say Matovu. They say Brachas. They Yotze Davening. Then they want to have their breakfast. If it's Shabbos morning, what should they do? They should say their own Kiddush before Davening. The reason is that she is not planned to recite a full Davening. She has the ability to eat a meal at this point, and her obligation to recite Kiddush already takes effect. So, if she's only going to daven a little bit, and she's done that already, Then already the Chiyuv Kiddush is set in, and she cannot drink or eat before Kaddish. Not Kaddish, before Kiddush. You follow what I'm saying? If she is going to daven the whole thing, then maybe she can have breakfast before. You understand what I'm saying? Without Kiddush, because why? Maybe there's no issue for women to eat before davening, and the Chiyuv Kiddush hasn't set in, because why? She hasn't fully davened yet, and her minhag is to daven fully. Yes, yes. Because she's not allowed to eat and drink before Kiddush, just like men. So when did her Chiyuv Kiddush set in? It set in when she did it, when she was Yotzer davening. So maybe she was Yotzer davening when what? When she said, Batovu and Birkas HaShachar. You follow me? Or maybe she's taking care of the kids every second, she's Patur and davening. So she's Patur and davening, and the Chiyuv Kiddush sets in right away, right? So therefore she can't eat breakfast before saying Kiddush. So we got this? So a woman that's going to daven the whole thing really could eat before, even though she said because the Kiyuv Kiddush didn't say it. If this is all she's going to say, then she really should say Kiddush before she has her breakfast Shabbos morning. Okay? Yes, Asher.
Two things. One, if she's not tired at all,
if she's completely pucked, then you're right. She can't eat and drink before Kiddush. Straight up. Number two. She doesn't doubt it all one day. She's bought them that day. Yes, so the Chiyuv Kiddush would set in. What is your first name? Eliezer, go ahead. Yes, yes. And she can say Kiddush later and hear the Kiddush. Yeah, she should have the suda right then and there in her breakfast. So she should say her own Kiddush now with the mizonos and say a bracha afterwards, and she's Yotze Kiddush, but she can hear a Kiddush again later, no problem. But she will say be Yotze right now. Okay? If she's going to fully daven later, then she can eat without the Kiddush because she still hasn't davened yet. And her Chiyuv Kiddush didn't set in. Chiyuv Kiddush sets in after she has davened. Okay. Let's stop here. Okay. Our foolish Shlomo Alkani Yitzchak and Ratzal Shlomo. Here's the Mar Makaymis. Okay.